So 612, how's the commute been between Brisbane and the Gold Coast on the M1 since that speed dropped to 100 kilometres an hour? Have you been caught travelling too fast on the M1 as well, by the way? Give me a buzz. 1300 222 612. How's the commute going for you on the M1 since that speed dropped to 100 kilometres an hour? You had plenty to say in early March when that speed first dropped 10Ks. You can also send me a text on 0467 922 612. Well, Christine Smythe is the former president of the Queensland Law Society. She's also a senior Gold Coast legal practitioner. She lives and works on the Gold Coast but travels to Brisbane regularly. Christine Smythe regularly spends up to 4 hours in the car crawling along the M1 between Brisbane and the Gold Coast. Christine Smythe, Steve Austin spoke with you a few weeks ago about the M1. How has the commute been since that time for you on the M1?
Good afternoon. It's not been fun. I was due to drive up to Brisbane this morning, and at 5:45 this morning, there was an accident, I believe somewhere around Beenleigh, and it created a 20-kilometre traffic jam. And as a result, the traffic times are in the region of 2.5 hours, if not more, to go up to Brisbane. So as a result of that, I had to make a decision as to whether or not on Easter Thursday, I was going to get in the car to go to Brisbane. And instead, I ended up having to attend a 4-hour meeting by telephone. And that's how it's affecting my workload. It's also affecting the workload of my staff. A lot of my staff live all around the place, in Bow Desert, up at Helensvale, Brisbane, Jimboomba, and it is dramatically affecting their ability to get to and from work.
So what are you planning to do next week when the games kick off? Last time we heard from you, you were saying that a lot of the courts, if not all the courts at the Gold Coast, would be closed during the games, and you and members of your staff would be having to commute even more frequently than usual. Are you still planning to do that?
Absolutely. We're trying to work with our staff at the moment to identify which of our staff are dramatically affected by the travel arrangements. And we have the good fortune of having some infrastructure in place to be able to have them work remotely. But that doesn't account for the clients. While our staff might be able to work remotely, the clients can't. And so you have to coordinate the needs of your staff with the needs of your clients and the people that you do business with. So it's not just a single person issue. Insofar as the courts are concerned, the Beenleigh, the Bow Desert, the Coolangatta, the Southport Court, they're all closed from the 3rd of April to the 15th of April. We've got the District Court at Southport's going to be closed from the 26th of March for 3 weeks. The Beenleigh one, there's not going to be any sittings for the week of the 26th for 3 weeks preceding. I've got staff members who have to drive up to Brisbane to go to the family court. That's a real concern for us because, of course, the courts need to be able to proceed with their cases. And if you've got solicitors and clients who have to travel from the Gold Coast to Brisbane and they get caught in traffic, that's going to affect the conduct of proceedings. You might say, we'll catch public transport. Well, you could say that, but the difficulty is the Gold Coast is more than Southport. It goes all the way to Coolangatta. The light rail stops at Broadbeach. And when you're looking at trying to drive to Broadbeach to perhaps you might choose to drive to Broadbeach and catch the tram to get to the heavy rail, then you have to get on the heavy rail to get up to Brisbane. There's a number of public car parks that are in fact closed in Broadbeach during the Olympic Games. So that isn't an option for people either.
So you said 2.5 hours that trip is taking you at the moment. Last time we spoke, you said it was taking you about 2 hours each way. Has that now stretched out to 2.5 hours each way?
Yes, it has. I understand that the theory behind the reduction in the traffic speed limit is that there's a reduction in traffic accidents. But if that might be the case, but it doesn't account for the fact that we've got, I think, was it 40,000 extra visitors to the Gold Coast during the Commonwealth Games. Yes, some of those people will be catching public transport if they can find it, but otherwise these people are on the roads as well. So you're adding a whole bunch of extra people to the highway. And while the reduction in the speed limit might have that impact of reducing accidents, this morning we had an accident. This afternoon, the M1 is in gridlock between Wurrungery and Toogoon because there's a traffic accident. It might have that consequence, but it doesn't appear to have accounted for the extra people on the road this afternoon. So, for example, my sons are up at university up in Brisbane, and they're just finishing their exams. And I spoke to one of them this morning, and I said to him, mate, when are you planning on coming down? And he was a bit casual about it. And I said, well, you better get in the car now because it's going to take you some time.
Yeah, we'll have to check in with you again, Christine Smythe, during the games potentially or after, and find out how it goes.
Thank you.
All right, Christine Smythe, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.
That's Christine Smythe.